Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And today on Rich Dreams Express, we are going to talk about a question that has been really, I don't know.
Well, this question is impossible. We've tried to answer it earlier in the week. We tried to answer it last week, and we got overwhelmed every time with all kinds of issues. We just had to... We've had to work through all these things and focus, and we're ready to answer this question now.
So here's the question from Chris in Boca Raton. How do you effectively get rid of the overwhelm when applying these ideas, and so many ideas are coming to you?
I mean, you can see what the problem is. There is so much overwhelm. I mean, he's talking about the ideas we're talking about, but... Put that in context. The whole society is a society of overwhelm. Everywhere you turn. Listen, let me ask you some questions. Are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook? Are you doing Pinterest?
Pinterest. Instagram.
If you got a business.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, if you got a business, is it on LinkedIn? Have you updated it regularly? I mean, to do all this social media stuff, it takes your whole day. And what books are you reading? Are you up on all the right books? Are you getting all the people? Are you listening to the right shows? I mean, God, I hope.
Well, you haven't even talked about podcasts and blogs. And
or having a job. Are you doing your job?
There's so much out there.
I could barely get the garbage out on time.
And it is easy to get into overstimulation, into overwhelm, into overeating of information.
Oh, and, you know, the law of attraction. Now, take that. I mean, our take on the law of attraction is not the same as many other people's take on the law of attraction. It doesn't make them wrong or us wrong. It's the energy they're putting out. And I mean, for example, when you think about quantum theory, and I think about quantum theory a lot, it's my pet way of looking at life.
Yes. Do you mean like it's your favorite way of looking at
it? Yeah, it's like I can disappear into that and not have to deal with all this stuff because with a quantum energy, you kind of escape and go anywhere you want. And you handle all problems. You get the help from the universe. You get connection with other people. You get everything you want and it's not an issue. So it is my favorite. Well, when you think about it, I talk about quantum energy, and I see we're in a multiverse. We have at least a trillion other universes interacting with us at any time. But this morning, I was talking to Penelope, and I said, you know, our friend Jill came over and has been visiting us for about a week, and she said she had a great expression she used one night. She said, well, you relate to a universe, to a multiverse, Tom. I was saying I didn't like how things were going in a certain area in my life. And she said, there are many rooms in a multiverse. If you don't like the one you're in, go to another. Man, that's so cool. If you don't like the way things are happening right now, leave that room and go to one where they are happening for you. And make it work for you. You don't have to make it work for John or Jim or any corporation or your boss or anybody else. You have to make it work for you. And, of course, that isn't much different than my father has many mansions, has a mansion with many rooms, and there's a room for you. I mean, it's the same concept throughout history. But we don't have to stay where we are. We have unlimited access.
And that in itself can feel so overwhelming. I sometimes think to myself, wow, it was easier when I just followed the rules of someone's dictating to me and did those XYZ things. It was easier when I didn't have to be conscious about my choices. It was easier when I didn't have to take responsibility for the energy in my life. And it was easier when I could blame other people for things going on. But the truth is the matter, you start to do this work and acknowledge and recognize and experience things in the quantum level or law of attraction, and you see that you kind of have to take responsibility for it all. If I have a sick day, I know, well, it's because of this. It's not because I'm sick. I don't really get off the hook. So what you have to do in order to put all that stuff away and be able to not feel overwhelmed, to not be overstimulated, is you've got to get in the present tense.
Got it, right now.
In this exact moment, you can only have one thought at a time. I mean, that is a really cool idea. It's a really, really neat thing. You really, your brain can only process one thing at a time. Now, sometimes we feel like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
yeah,
that many thoughts at once.
From five different people at once.
When I was going through birthing classes, I went through the, you know, your basic hippy-dippy natural kind of birthing classes, and they talked a lot about the fact that the brain can focus on one thing at a time. If you give it something to focus on other than what you're experiencing, you will transcend the experience. It doesn't make the experience go away. It doesn't make the pain of labor disappear, but your focus isn't on it, so you don't feel it as much. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, if there's something you need to do and you feel like there's so many ideas coming to you, do one thing. Take out a piece of paper, write down some of your ideas, and then let them be there. Don't try to do them all. Don't try to eat the elephant today.
Hey, get up in the morning. If you're dealing with overwhelm, get up in the morning. And I tell you, what helps me tremendously is to have a practice when you rise. A practice. Do something. I am totally, I don't want to have any schedule. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I feel is right. But if I get up in the morning, I have a practice.
And then that practice isn't lay in bed and check your Twitter feed Facebook and your email. Because that isn't about you recharging yourself. That's about you getting overstimulated the first thing in the morning.
5:45, bingo, I'm awake. I try to avoid that, but bingo, I'm up. So rather than lay there and fight that, I get up. You know, I get ready and I get dressed and all that. But the thing is, I can sit down at the breakfast table all by myself, nobody else up, and I can meditate. I can get in touch with myself, get in touch with my higher power. I can get in touch with you. I usually read from some writings that give me a spiritual context. I have favorites, as you probably have favorites. Something that touches me, and invariably, the ones I choose remind me that all things are possible in God or the universe or your higher power. And that if you turn to God, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, and ask for help, it is given instantly. All you have to do is accept it.
And a great tool for that is something we talk about in our book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, which is the help button. The help button is sitting down with a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, a notebook, and writing a letter to God. Dear God, this isn't working. That isn't working. I feel shut down about this. I feel overwhelmed about this. I'm terribly afraid about this. You didn't fix this. This person was rude to me. This person isn't helping me. Get it all out. Write it all down. No matter how mad you are, no matter how frustrated, no matter how overwhelmed, no matter how put upon or disrespected or depressed you feel.
Oh, yeah. You can get depressed with this real easy.
Just write it down to God. Give it to God to handle. At the end of it, say, you know what? I know you can handle all this, and I can't right now. I can't do it. You fix it. You do it. I'm giving it over to you.
And then you assume it's been given. You assume it's been done.
I thank you in advance for fixing all of this, for putting my life into order, for making it clear to me what the next step is for me, so that I'm not dealing with eating an elephant. And you sign your name.
And then usually, you know, you're in a state. Oh, you're in that room. You're in a room you want to be in, where there is plenty of access to help and information. You've moved yourself out of the state of being, I don't know what to do, into the state of, man, I am great. I am doing it.
I can handle this.
Oh, I've got some wonderful ideas today. These are wonderful things I'm going to do today. I'm going to do them today, right now. And you go in and you do them, whatever it is, whether you go to work, whether you go to your job, whether you go play, you just keep on that track. You have to remind yourself all through the day of one thing, that, and that's very important. All your good comes from God. All your good. And in Rich Dreams, we talk about that being all your good in terms of money. I mean, primarily, that's what we're talking about. I mean, not just not, you don't earn it by your living. You don't get it by somebody dying.
You don't get it from your boss. You don't get it from inheritance. You don't get it from your parents' stipend. You don't get it from the state.
You don't get it from your business or your clients. Or
you get don't. It. That's not where it comes from.
No.
That's an avenue we find it in. But it comes to you because of the power of the universe. That is how everything is provided to you.
So, if you want to make somebody happy, if you want to make that come, that goodness come into your life, pay homage to where it comes from. Give respect to that. And turn to that, God, the universe. Turn to your higher power when you need emotional uplifting, when you need to resolve an issue on the fly, when somebody wants to argue or to blow up, or you think, oh my goodness, he's accusing me of something and I didn't do that, or she's getting angry at me for something I didn't do. Relax, give it to God, it'll all smooth out. You don't have to do it. You don't have to fix it. God will fix it. God will smooth it out. God will guide you and lead you. I mean, my favorite prayer, I got to tell you, I'm going to share it this time. My favorite prayer is an Arabic prayer translated into English. It reads, O Lord my God, open thou the door. Provide the means. I usually sing it. Make safe my path and guide my way. For verily thou art the help in peril, the self-subsisting. I mean, wow. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, we all get caught up with who's got what religion, what language going on. It's just ridiculous. That really gets to the point. It really gets down to there. Open the doors. Provide the means. I've got great ideas. What am I going to get? How am I going to get money in? Provide those means. You know, make safe my path. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to go the wrong way. And guide my way so I know where to go. Isn't that what you want? That's every time, all day long, when I think of difficulties, it's got a little tune that goes with it, which, you believe me, you do not want to hear me sing, but it helps you remember.
Believe me, you don't want to hear him sing.
You can find something somewhere that helps you and guides you, reminds you who's in charge, reminds you constantly, 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 every instant of every instant, you have help. A powerful, unending, supreme help.
And then I'm going to tell you one other thing.
She always does.
When you're working in this process, act on what you feel inspired to do. Don't logic it out. Listen. Because it'll be clear where to go. Because that great prayer, which is a fantastic prayer, there's one thing you have to do, and you have to take a step out that door. So take the step, and then you're guided. If you stand still, you aren't guided because you're not moving.
Somebody once told me, you know, if a rock, a boulder...
It's in our book. That's where they told you.
Shoot. Oh, did I put that in Rich Dreams? Yeah. You can, if a rock stuck in the mud, you can't do a thing with it. But if it's rolling downhill, you can guide it one way or the other. So get rolling. Get moving. And read that book. Maybe I should read that book again. Then
it might be a good idea.
I started, but then I got way late.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, we love you so much. And the opportunity to us to do this and connect with you, it's just fantastic. God bless you so much.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.